Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Carol. How can I help you?
Yes. I got a notice from Capital One. Mm-hmm. They thought that I had a fraudulent charge. Mm-hmm. This month of $54 and I think it's 95 cents.
Okay,
not
yes.
Looking at it right.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. What's your zip code, ma'am?
38851.
Okay, and what's your name, ma'am?
Barbara Criddle.
Could it be under Miller?
It could be under Miller, yes.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you verify your address for security purposes, please?
Well, I've moved, so I'm not sure which address you're... Because Capital One had my old address, which was 105 Umberson Road, Houston, Mississippi, 38851.
Okay, your new address, dear ma'am.
140 Aberdeen Road, Houston, Mississippi, 38851.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, one moment, please. Okay, ma'am. I see you pay shipping and handling for our air purifier, $7.45 shipping and handling, and $3.99 for the warranty.
I'm trying to think. An air purifier.
Yes, ma'am.
Say that again. Since when was that, the $56 and something?
With that $56, ma'am, it was for the welcome gift, the purifier. Mm-hmm. That was a free welcome gift to join the factory direct store, saving store. Being a member, you also receive a $125 gift card each month to spend online.
Well, I don't know what all that means because, all right. Now, they said this started back in November, the charge from your company.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was $7.95 in November. And then in December, it was $49 and something. And January, it was $40-something dollars. And now in February, it was
$59. $56.95, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, $56.95. Now, I don't understand what all that is. What is all that? Because, I mean, I haven't gotten any credits for $125. I don't know what this all is.
It's through your email, ma'am. It's just through your scam folder or through your email box, ma'am. Let me see if it was shipped to your address. It probably was shipped to your old address, ma'am.
The air purifier?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it a little bitty air purifier you plugged into the wall?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I got that.
Okay, yes,
and
ma'am.
That was something it told me was I could pick a gift.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
And pay the shipping, blah, blah, blah. And I did that. But I did not know there was going to be charges every month after that.
Yeah.
For what?
Okay. With that, when you receive that free welcome gift, ma'am, it was to join the factory direct savings store, ma'am.
Oh, well, that was not, I didn't understand all of that.
Yes, ma'am.
So I've been charged like $150-something dollars, I think, or more, I don't know. Right at $200 now, I think. And I don't have nothing but a little bitty air purifier thing that you plugged into the wall.
With that being stated, ma'am, okay, after you was billed 24 hours, ma'am, you had to call in and cancel so you won't be getting reoccurring charges, ma'am.
Reoccurring charges for what?
Each month, ma'am.
I understand that, but what do I get for the reoccurring charges?
You get each month that you enroll, ma'am, you receive a $125 gift card in your email to the Best Consumer Gadget Store, which is an online web store.
I don't remember seeing any kind of gadget store, any kind of a online gift card, period.
Yes, ma'am. What I can do to today, ma'am, I can cancel you, ma'am, and give you a cancellation number.
Well, what about the charges? I've already been charged.
I can discuss that, ma'am, after I give you a cancellation number.
Okay, I certainly want to cancel.
Okay, ma'am, let me
and I know, yes, and I, it all got, I just spoke with Capital One and on their fraudulent charge stuff, so I don't know what that's going to entail.
Okay, have you disputed the charge already with them?
Yes, I just did a while ago.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, C as in Charlie.
C?
5-8-2-5-8-9-6-5-9-6-5-5-8-8-9 Yes, ma'am. Since you stated you already disputed the charges with your bank, ma'am, I will need you to have your bank call us back so they can drop the dispute and we can actually give you a refund for the charges, ma'am.
Well, I'm sure they're going to call you because, I mean, they said they were going to open an investigation and check this out.
Yes, ma'am.
So I'm sure they'll be giving you a call.
Yes, ma'am.
Because they're sending me a new card.
Yes, ma'am.
So I don't know how all that works.
Yes, ma'am. Would you be stated that you have disputed the charges, you'll still have to call your bank back to let notify them that you have talked with us, the company, the merchant basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let them know you already talked to us, and all they would need to have to do is call us back so they can drop the dispute and we can handle the refund, ma'am.
Well, the way I understood it, they're going to refund me and then take it up with y'all.
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm stating, ma'am. You had to let them know you already talked to us, ma'am.
All right. When will I receive my refund?
Ma'am, you already refunded the charge with your bank, ma'am. So it's nothing I can do about the refund until you call your bank back and let them know that you already spoken with the merchant, basically, which is us, so they can drop the dispute and we can file the refund, ma'am.
No, that doesn't make sense to me.
I can't refund the charges, ma'am. You already talked with your bank and disputed all the charges, ma'am. Basically, you'll be getting 2 credit back for everything, ma'am. So, I mean, it wouldn't be right because you already talked to your bank about the dispute, ma'am. So you just had to call your bank back and let them know you already talked with us and just tell them to call us back so they can drop the dispute, basically.
Well, I think I just let them send me my money back, and then you can send them the money back when they call you.
Okay, ma'am.
You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I feel better about it that way because I didn't realize I was even being charged every month. I haven't been using my card. And I guess that's why they punched it up and asked and told me, you know, they thought something was going on because there was no other charges coming through except y'all's.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I just rather let them do it. And, you know, I'll know I'll get my money that way and then y'all can handle it with them.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Well, you've been mighty sweet.
I'm glad I was, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.